Your Eminence, since you and Abbot Burkitt have shown me these documents, informed me of their existence, I must assume the other brethren who know the full truth approved of your decision to do so? His tone and raised eyebrow made the statement a question, and Stainer nodded.
They have. In no small part, because we want your judgment as to whether or not Caleb should be told. I believe he should, as do most, though not all, of the others. And all of us realize that at this moment you're undoubtedly closer to him than any other living man. But I must confess that there's also another reason, something which was contained in Saint Jeannot's letter, not his journal.
Oh?
Yes.
Stainer reached into an inner pocket of his cassock and removed a folded sheet of paper.
This is a copy of that section, he said softly, and handed it across the desk.
Merlin took it just a bit gingerly, unfolded it, and found a passage copied in Stainer's own hand.
We and the other Adams and Eves Dr. Pei re-educated to know the truth were to be what she called her insurance policy, he read. We were to be the seed, if you will, of a movement among the colonists and children of the colonists, if, as she feared, Langhorne, Bedard, and Schuller moved openly against Alexandria. But she had less time than she had hoped, and there were not enough of us when they destroyed Alexandria and murdered her and all of our friends. Yet it is evident that Langhorne and most of his inner circle must also have been killed. Our best guess, especially given the changes in the Holy Writ, is that Commodore Pei must have managed to conceal a vest pocket nuke and used it. I have often thought, over the years, that the confusion that must have engendered in the Archangel's leadership, and quite possibly the destruction of much of the colony administration's records, explains how we have been able to pass unnoticed out here in this distant corner of Safehold. But we do not know where else Dr. Pei may have placed others like us. We were never told, for obvious reasons. We do know she intended to place others here with us in Telesburg, but there was never time, and now she never will. Yet know this, whoever you may be who finally reads these words, we were but one string to Dr. Pei's bow of truth. There is another. I know but little about that second string, and even that I know mostly by accident. It was never Dr. Pei's intention for us to learn about it all, again, for obvious reasons. But I know this much. She and Commodore Pei have made other preparations, other plans, as well as this one. I will not write even the small amount I do know, lest this letter fall into the Inquisition's hands. Yet you must always remember that second string. The day will come when it sends forth its arrow, and you must recognize it when it flies. Trust it. It springs from fidelity you cannot even imagine, from a sacrifice deeper than space itself. I believe you will know it if, when, you see it. And this is the test. Nimmu. Apika had no circulatory system, but deep pain stabbed through Merlin's non-existent heart as he read that final sentence. He looked down at it for endless seconds. It was almost as if he could hear Pei Shan Wei's voice one final time through the words written by a man 750 years dust. Finally, he looked up again, and Stainer looked deep into his sapphire Pika's eyes. Tell me, Merlin, he said, very, very softly. Are you Shan Wei's second arrow?
What's this all about? King Caleb asked, ignoring the throne on its raised dais as he stood with his back to the small presence chamber's window. He looked back and forth between Archbishop Michael and Merlin, his eyebrows raised, and Merlin smiled crookedly. "You may recall, Your Majesty," he said, "that I once told you that when I could explain a certain subject more fully, I would." Caleb's eyes widened suddenly. Then they darted to Stainer's face. He half raised one hand, but Merlin shook his head. "It's all right, Caleb," he said. "It turns out Archbishop Michael, and for that matter, your father, had a somewhat better idea of who I am than I'd realized." "They did?" Caleb's expression was suddenly very intent, and the gaze he turned upon Stainer was intensely speculative. "Oh, I think you might say that." Merlin's smile turned more crooked than ever. "You see, Caleb, it's like this.